A study of 1.7 million children found that heart damage only was found in COVID-vaxxed kids. This is huge news, ladies and gentlemen. A major study involving 1.7 million children has found that heart damage only appeared in children who'd received the COVID mRNA quote-unquote vaccines. Not a single unvaccinated child in the group suffered from heart-related problems. In addition, the researchers note zero children from the entire group, vaccinated or unvaccinated, died from COVID-19. Furthermore, the study found that the COVID shots offered the children very little protection from the virus, with many becoming infected after just 14 to 15 weeks of receiving an injection. The 1.7 million children observed in the study were between the ages of 5 to 15 and were registered with the UK's national healthcare system. The study was conducted by a team of leading UK medical doctors, epidemiologists, biostatisticians, and public health experts led by Oxford University's Professor Combe Dee Andrews. A preprint of the study's paper was published in the medRxiv Medical Journal. That's linked there in the article. The researchers were investigating the safety and effectiveness of Pfizer's vaccine in fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, and unvaccinated children and teenagers. However, they discovered that cases of myocarditis and pericarditis only emerged in the vaccinated group. You can view that study linked in the article. Now, of course, this is very, very important, and these studies need to continue because of how many people lost their jobs, lost their platforms, were ostracized from society, even lost their families for questioning the possible safety or not so safety of these injections. And because of the fact that emergency use authorization was given to these, despite the mounting evidence that they were not safe, which Pfizer knew and the FDA knew as well. That's why they tried to hide it for 75 years and before a court forced them to bring it out.